Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right. So today joining me on Spiritually Aligned Mindset is Vanessa. And Vanessa is a psychic medium. And we're going to be talking to you today about how to identify fake psychic intuitives, fake readers, and not necessarily fake, just people who aren't genuine about what they're doing or maybe don't have the values that you're looking for. So welcome, Vanessa. I'm super excited to have you on the podcast today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what do you think, why do you think there's so many people right now who are experiencing negative readings because of people who maybe aren't as genuine?
There's two different types of fake readers, and you can be a cold reader, which is somebody that reads your body language, somebody that has studied how to read people's body language, how to understand how the human mind and emotions work, a bit like a psychologist. There are psychologists actually out there that do cold readings, and works very well for their practice because people think that they're intuitively connected to their clients and their customers. But that isn't the case. They're literally reading how that person's dressed that day, how that person's, you know, done their hair, or whether they've been bothered to put makeup on or whatever. So that's a cold reader. And it can also be a professional that has studied the sort of psyche or the psychological part of how we live. And then there are scientists that are interested in the spiritual world, and they start looking into, again, how the human mind works and how it attracts sort of different emotions and how it works with different emotions. So again, goes down a scientific road, and again.
So a lot of women come to me, you know, from different backgrounds, different ages as well. Like, there's a multitude of ranges. But what I feel is most of the time in common is they've gotten to that place where they just,
media is brilliant for people's businesses and people like us as one-man bands that are trying to bring our brand out and do what we do. It's fantastic, and it's also fantastic for alternative people like ourselves that are able to help people on a higher level. However, it has attracted a hell of a lot of fakeness and upset, because these are people that are searching you through Facebook profiles or your Instagram profile or your Twitter account, and they're finding your name and they're charging you between 10 and 15 pounds. I don't know what that is in dollars. I think it's about $20. And they're charging you this small amount of money, which people are loving. So they're paying, which puts people like myself out of business. And they are taking on these readings where they give them a reading like, oh, you've got a brother, your brother's recently passed away, but they're not actually fully sort of connected to that person. So what's happening is the fact that they're guessing, they're not telling them anything. But because the person who's receiving the reading is so excited because they've mentioned about the recently passed away brother or the recently passed away grandmother, they've already been distracted. And a lot of it is done through Facebook Messenger. You don't tend to have a phone conversation with these people. You don't tend to have a Skype message with these people. So, for example, when I do my free reading hour on my Facebook page, which a lot of people are interested in because it's free and it's for an hour, the reason why I do that is to show people how I actually work and how good I actually am and what I do. And it proves to people above these cold readers, Facebook fraudsters, etc., etc. And I know it's a bit harsh me calling them them, but I will call them them because that's what they are. And so they can see how I work, but it's literally for that hour. And I'm reaching out to my audience. I'm having a conversation with them on a spiritual level, and we are connected through spirit guides or whatever spirit want me to do. But I blatantly say to people, I cannot give you any more information than what we're talking about this evening to this particular person, because I educate my followers on people that are watching us constantly, that are searching Facebook pages. And also, don't forget how easy it is to search people's profiles online. As soon as you've got that name, that's it. You're able to completely go into their life, and what people put on social media nowadays is their entire life. And so they're going to pay £10 to have these readings over Facebook Messenger, because these people are telling them what they want to hear. And of course, you don't get your money back. And it's very, very upsetting for the person receiving the so-called reading, because it isn't a reading. But that's what it is, and that's how they do it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I myself will have done, not so much lately, but I have done, you know, four-hour Facebook Lives where I'm just banging out, you know, one-card readings to my followers, right? Mm-hmm. There are ways that we can identify and protect ourselves, and client-wise, is understanding what we're looking for with these people who are just out to take your money. So what do you think are different ways that people can tell that somebody is a fake reader?
The first thing I always, always say is the question asking. If somebody is constantly asking you questions for you to answer, then they haven't got any information. There's no link. Now, there's a huge difference with this. For example, if I was in inverted commas, a cold reader, then I would say to you, oh, you've dyed your hair recently. I can tell that because you might have a different color in your roots. I'm assessing the way you're sitting. I'm assessing your body language. I'm assessing the way your hair color is not your natural color, because I can see through the roots in your hair that your natural color is at the top, and basically your roots need touching up. And you'd be like, oh, yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, I have recently changed my color, but it needs topping up. So that's a cold reader. When we look at these Facebook fake ones, and you're sending a message and they've put a special offer out for £10, the first questions they ask is, you're feeling really emotional right now, and I understand that you've been on holiday recently. These are the sort of questions that you need to look out for, because they're not telling you anything. They're not interacting you in any way whatsoever. They are asking you a question. And what they've actually done, the Facebook social media fraudsters, is they're actually focusing on a photo that you posted from a year ago that you've forgotten about. And you're like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I have recently been on holiday. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they'll scroll through something else. And they would have already done this research. So that's the sort of thing you're looking for, the constant question asking. When I've been to lots of psychic circles, and I mean, I fell out with the spiritual church and the psychic circles and all that years ago, because I totally disagree with a lot of stuff that they do. Because it should all come from the heart. You should already have that connection. And you and I both know that if the connection's not there, then we're going to say the connection's not there. But then you should know that before, as soon as that person's, you know, sort of interacted with you, come into your alignment, come into your space, so to speak, because we can't please everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at this, even a lot of mediums and psychics that haven't passed that full initiation from the spirit world, and it's a devastating place at times, and sometimes it can take years. The spiritual church, and they have the backup from them, can push these mediums and psychics, of course, to boost the money up for the churches and the community groups. And so they'll push these psychics and mediums out to the front of the group and get them to do psychic nights and whatever. And again, they ask constant questions. And there's been many a times myself where I've turned up to be a bit nosy and to see what's going on in the background. And I've walked out because I feel the devastation that they're doing to people's souls, because they're asking questions. I know if somebody has lost a grandmother, as I'm sure you would, and I know what that woman in front of me is wearing. Now, that would be a confirmation from the spirit world to that person to confirm that actually, yes, you are absolutely correct. My grandmother was buried in that outfit. Here's a photo of her, for example. You know what I mean? When you are constantly being asked questions, you don't pay anything, you cut them off and you block them from your page, let them out of your life, whatever. These, if you want questions asked about
how to be alive within us.
Yes, I can totally understand that. For me, what I associate that feeling with is again what you had mentioned earlier, that big change, right? The mm-hmm. you're coming up to a peak of transformation, and these symptoms that you're feeling beforehand are that loss, that confusion, that, you know, unalignment of where you should be and where you're going.
Right.
So I totally agree with that. So
I'm a spiritual mindset coach. I do psychic intuitive readings. I do card readings. I've done events. I've done public speaking. So I've done all of these things. I even wrote a book. And in doing all of this stuff, you have to have that confidence. But I even during all that stuff have that imposter syndrome. Want to be a guest on the podcast or just want to connect and learn more? Much love. And I will talk to you again soon.